Welcome. Today is the 11th day of Advent. Our devotional is based on Revelation chapter 1 verse 17 through chapter 2 verse 7 and is written by the Reverend Thomas F. Conboy. The schedule remains pretty much the same in my assisted living home. The Christmas decorations are pretty much the same each year. Like much of the outside world, we fast forward from Thanksgiving to Christmas and miss completely the wonderful anticipation of Advent. The ninth verse of today's New Testament text, "I also know that you are enduring patiently and bearing up for the sake of my name, and that you have not grown weary," paints a cross-section of facilities such as the one I live in. The folks here who inspire me are those who live each day with joy and a quiet sense of anticipation. Their faith gives them the assurance of the promise, "Unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given." Each day, with increasing infirmities, they look after each other, give a word of encouragement to those who meet their daily needs, and greet with open arms family and friends who come to visit. The assured certainty of the Nativity does not relieve us of the need to live each day of Advent 2019 with faithful anticipation. Whether in a facility such as ours, or in the crazy, conflicted, strife-filled world beyond these walls, we need to strive to be the example of faith in action to others, enduring patiently, bearing up for the sake of Jesus' name. As we continue today on our journey to the manger of Bethlehem, recall the words of the 17th century hymn. "O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you aright? Your people long to greet you, my hope, my heart's delight. O kindle, Lord most holy, a lamp within my breast, to do in spirit lowly all that may please you best." Let us pray. Gracious God, we rejoice that Emmanuel has come. We rejoice that we still have the opportunity to remember and repeat the journey of anticipation leading up to that arrival. Guide and sustain us as we face the pitfalls we encounter, and help us to encourage and inspire others to cherish the anticipated joy in celebrating the Nativity at the end of our journey. Amen.